After a less than perfect preparation, the Australian women's soccer team has settled into its training base in Turkey ahead of next month's World Cup in France. The Matildas play their first group stage match next month. Much expectation surrounds the team after making it to the quarterfinals for three consecutive tournaments. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey has gone to the Matildas training camp in Antalya.
The Matildas have planted their flag on a little piece of Turkey. Four flags, to be precise, fastened to the chain-link fence that surrounds a grass training pitch just a couple of hundred metres from the Mediterranean Sea. It's the staging post for the national women's soccer team as they prepare for next month's World Cup. The members of the squad have been arriving for days, from their jobs with far-flung teams in Australia, Europe, and in the strongest competition in women's soccer, the United States. Emily Van Egmond plays with Florida's Orlando Pride. At 25, she's too young to be labelled a veteran, but this is her third World Cup.
The only thing I would say that feels different about it is that we haven't been together as much prior to the tournament. You know, there's a lot of us who are coming in from all different places, a couple of weeks out from a major tournament. So.
The Matildas have made the last three Women's World Cup quarterfinals. Van Egmond thinks they can do even better this time.
Oh, I think we can win it. I don't think we're here to make up numbers. But again, I think, you know, our first game against Italy is going to be the one that we're going to be focusing on from here on out. We've obviously had a bit of success in the last couple of years. We're not considered the underdog anymore.
It's a very strong squad. It's the fourth World Cup for three players. Lisa Devanna has scored more goals than Australia's best-known male footballer, Tim Cahill. And Sam Kerr is considered by many to be the best player in the world. They're guiding a group of rookies, including 16-year-old Mary Fowler and backup goalie Tegan Micah. She's ecstatic to be here, even though there's a fair chance she won't take the field in the competition.
Obviously, I've been working for this my whole entire life. It's been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. So to get that call-up was very emotional for me. It meant that all my sacrifices, obviously moving cross-country, moving state early on for W League, it meant that it was all worth it. I'm here to learn a lot and soak up the experience with the girls, just get around the girls, be the best teammate I can be.
The Matildas play a warm-up game in the Netherlands, and then their World Cup starts on July 9, with their first game in the group round against Italy. This is Adam Harvey near Antalya in Turkey for AM.